Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. Let me ask you this. How do you feel when you get to the very end of your sales presentation? Are you excited? Are you nervous? How about optimistic? Most importantly, at the end of your sales presentation, do you ask for the order? Zig is going to share with us some specific closes to help us. Let's turn it up so we can hear him nice and loud, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The ABCs of closing sales, AAFTO, always ask for the order. Many years ago, the Detroit newspapers carried a feature story about a monstrous insurance policy purchased by Henry Ford. A close friend of Mr. Ford's who was in the insurance business was considerably upset and asked him why he had not bought the policy from him. Mr. Ford's answer is a lesson to everybody who sells anything to anybody at any time, under any circumstances, and that's all of us. He said, "You didn't ask me." When I think of closing the sale, I can think of no more effective closer than my brother, Judge Ziegler. He had the strongest closing attitude of anyone I have ever known in the great profession of selling. Judge's basic philosophy was, you had his money in your pocket. Now, that was okay since he had your product on his shelf. Now, before you rush to judgment, let me quickly add that my brother was one salesman who always had his prospect's best interest in mind. He always believed in the product he sold, and he always knew that people were better off after he made the trade. His money for your product. Judge wrote a book called Timid Salesmen Have Skinny Kids, and he was exactly right. The year he set the world's record for cookware sales, he overcame more adversity than most salesmen faced in a career, including a child with an extended hospital stay, Judge sold to the nurses, an automobile accident that totaled his car, he sold to the insurance adjuster, the death of two close relatives, and losing his voice. The doctor told him he couldn't speak for 6 weeks, so he did the only thing he could do. He got another doctor. Now, your closing style or attitude may be entirely different than my brother's. I know mine is. The point here is not so much how you go about asking for the order. The point is that you do ask for the order. Go for it. Everything we have done to this point in Ziegler on Selling was designed to bring us to this point in the sales process. The fourth step in our successful sales formula is need satisfaction. When we do the proper need analysis, we understand the prospect's needs and desires. We follow this with need awareness, where we make sure we understand the needs and desires and that the prospect understands the needs and desires. After the sales professional and the prospect are both aware, we offer the need solution in the form of our product or service. And now, at long last, we've reached the moment of truth, need satisfaction. When you reach this point in the sales process and the prospect says, "Say, you're not trying to sell me something, are you?" And you reply, "No, no, of course not." Then I got to ask, "Well, what are you then, a professional visitor?" Closing sales doesn't have to be painful for you or the prospect. On the contrary, if you are the right kind of person selling the right kind of product at a fair price, with the right intentions, you are in a win-win situation. And a win-win situation means that closing the sale is a positive and pleasant experience for both of you. Sales technician Chris Hagerty reports that 63% of all sales interviews end with the salesperson not specifically asking for the order. Even more surprisingly, research from Dr. Herb True of Notre Dame reveals that 46% of the salespeople he interviewed asked for the order once and then quit. 24% asked for the order twice before giving up. 14% asked the third time, and 12% hang in there for four attempts before throwing in the proverbial towel. That's a total of 96% who quit after four closing attempts. And yet the same research shows that a full 60% of all sales are made after the fifth closing attempt. Since the percentage of salespeople not asking for the sale the necessary five times equals 96%, it's obvious that 4% of the sales population is making 60% of the sales and 60% of the commissions. While there are literally hundreds of ways to ask for the order, I'm going to encourage you to focus on only one or two. KISS, keep it simple, salesman, has been the battle cry since the cave dwellers sold each other fire sticks. Yes, you may well know over 100 closes, but do you know them well enough to use them at a moment's notice in the proper sales environment? The key is this: don't reinvent the wheel. Go to school on other people's experience. Let these methods be the foundation upon which you build your successful sales career. Closing technique number one, the probability close. Once your prospect is at the moment of truth, you may ask the following questions to obtain the order or the information you need to get the order. Mrs. Prospect, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 meaning you are ready to place your order, where would you stand right now? Notice the subtleties of the question and choose your words carefully. I did not say that 1 meant not interested or where do you fall on the scale. You do not want to plant seeds of disinterest or falling for anything. Wait patiently for the response, and when it comes, follow with this question. If you are at the number they have given you right now, what would it take to move you to a 10? If you are consistently getting numbers from the first question that are less than 7, the first parts of your selling process are the problem. This close is being used when you're very close to getting the order, but feel there is some resistance you need to get into the open. Closing technique number two, the summary close. The summary close may seem very basic to some of you, but please don't minimize the importance of what may seem obvious. In the summary close, you recap the areas of the presentation that caused your prospect's eyes to light up, that turned the light bulb on for them, and then ask for the order. For example, "Mr. Prospect, you said that you needed to be a more effective closer. You said that if you could teach your salespeople more specific closing techniques, they could close more sales more often, and your company's business would increase substantially. You also said that Ziegler Owned Selling provided you with just what you're looking for. Is that correct?" With an affirmative answer, you step forward confidently and say, "Mr. Prospect, since you obviously want to increase your business, may I have your order for 250 copies of Ziegler on Selling, which is the ultimate handbook for the complete sales professional?" During the selling process, the prospect lights a fire for himself or herself based on your providing the starter fluid and the matches. During the selling process, the fire will sometimes die down due to any number of circumstances or distractions. By summarizing what caused the fire to burn brightly, you rekindle the flame at the moment you're asking the prospect to make their investment. The more feeling they have at this moment, the more sales you will close. The nail down. After the prospect has given you the order, one of the most effective nail down phrases, making sure the sale is nailed down, I have come across is this: "Miss Prospect, it would be a big favor to me, and I would consider it a personal favor, if you would tell me one more time why you are so excited about owning this product." At this point, you don't need to feel hesitant to ask for a favor. They just bought from you, and one of the reasons is they like you. The prospect will be willing and even anxious to do you a favor. By granting your wish, the relationship will be strengthened, and the sale will be even more securely nailed down. Don't be afraid of them not knowing specifically why they bought. If they bought entirely because of a feeling and can't give you any logical reasons for buying, you stand a good chance of losing the sale or having a dissatisfied client. If you have to remind them why they're excited, that's okay too. This gives you the perfect opportunity to enumerate the logical and exciting benefits the client will enjoy by owning the product. The nail down allows you to finish the sales process on a really high note.
I find it very interesting that 96% of salespeople stop after 4 closing attempts, and yet most sales are made after the 5th closing attempt. Think about that today. How many times do you attempt to close? I urge you to try one of the closes that Zig shared with us today. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. 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 Ziegler.